Racism, America's original sin. So, as Martin Luther King Jr., America's great preacher, stood in the pulpit of Dexter Avenue during the days of the Montgomery bus boycott, and later alongside his father at Ebenezer Baptist Church, he stood well within the historical trajectory of African-American prophetic Christianity. With his extraordinary academic training and preparation, King extended it and gave it a global voice, such that at its height, the movement was appropriately multiracial and ecumenical, embracing believers across faith traditions and non-believers alike in a magnificent quest for human dignity. When the legendary Jewish cleric and friend to Dr. King, Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, marched in the movement, he said he felt like his feet were praying. This deep yearning for freedom felt so strongly in Heschel's feet and heard so clearly in Dr. King's voice, was expressed during slavery by sermons and spirituals that saw the story of black slaves through the lens of the story of Hebrew slaves marching out of Egypt. It was institutionalized by the independent black church movement of the 18th and 19th centuries and embodied in the ministries of King's preaching forebears, whom he references in the autobiographical statement above. His maternal great-grandfather, Willis Williams, was a preacher during slavery, who well may have played a role in the establishment of a local independent black church. His grandfather, A.D. Williams, the second pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church, was an activist preacher who helped to launch the Atlanta branch of the NAACP, leading the fight as its president to establish the city's first secondary school for African-American children. Martin Luther King Jr. and his siblings attended the Booker T. Washington High School, which existed only because of the activist ministry of his grandfather. Also, few people know that Martin Luther King Sr., King's father and Ebenezer's third pastor, led a campaign for voting rights in 1935 in Atlanta, 30 years before King and others would create the conditions necessary for passing the Voting Rights Act. Moreover, Daddy King, as his father was affectionately called, fought for the equalization of teacher salaries decades before his son and others would lead a nonviolent war against segregation itself. The activist tradition of a church born fighting for freedom, philosophically grounded in the other sources he cites in his Pilgrimage to Nonviolence, including Walter Rauschenbusch's Social Gospel, helped to explain why, for King, preaching and activism were inextricably connected. In fact, in his work, the two are so seamlessly connected that it is difficult to see where one ends and the other begins. The two feed and inform each other. Hence, at the heart of the sermons printed here is a view of the gospel that rejects any truncated or interiorized spirituality that seeks to save souls while ignoring bodies or focuses narrowly on matters of private morality while ignoring the moral implications of our public policy. In Love in Action, he laments that one of the great tragedies of life is that men seldom bridge the gulf between practice and profession, between doing and saying. A persistent schizophrenia leaves so many of us tragically divided against ourselves. How often are our lives characterized by a high blood pressure of creeds and an anemia of deeds? We talk eloquently about our commitment to the principles of Christianity, and yet our lives are saturated with the practices of paganism. We proclaim our devotion to democracy, but we sadly practice the opposite of the democratic creed. We talk passionately about peace, and at the same time we assiduously prepare for war. We make our fervent pleas for the high road of justice, and then we tread unflinchingly the low road of injustice. This strange dichotomy, this agonizing gulf between the ought and the is, represents the tragic theme of man's earthly pilgrimage. In positive terms, Dr. King prescribed what he called in another sermon printed here, the three dimensions of a complete life. Herein is the clarion call of a spiritual genius and sober-minded sentinel.